Here's your midday brief for Tuesday, May 9th. I'm Ariana Sprue for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. home prices fell in more parts of the country than they have in over a decade during the first quarter. The National Association of Realtors said today that nearly a third of metro areas posted annual price declines. During the peak of the housing boom, home prices surged across the U.S. Now, the housing market is split, with prices rising in many parts of the Midwest, South, and Northeast, but sliding in Western states. The hardest-hit housing markets were concentrated in California and the Mountain West. Former Pakistani Prime Minister Imran Khan has been arrested on corruption charges, government officials said. Khan, who is attempting a comeback after being ousted from power, was detained today as he arrived at court to appear for a hearing in another case. The government has brought dozens of cases against Khan after he staged a relentless campaign of rallies across the country and called for fresh elections. He says the allegations are politically motivated. The arrest escalates a confrontation between Khan, the popular opposition politician, and the country's civilian and military leaders. And Israeli airstrikes killed three Palestinian militant commanders and several civilians in a surprise attack in the Gaza Strip this morning, Israeli military and Palestinian officials said. At least 20 people were injured in attacks that included targets in densely populated areas of Gaza City. The Israeli military called the strikes part of a new operation against Islamic Jihad, adding to its year-long operation against Palestinian militants in the West Bank. The airstrikes represented the latest round of violence in one of the deadliest periods in the Israeli-Palestinian conflict in years. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen wherever you get your podcasts.